You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
主耶稣当初开始呼召门徒的时候，在他们身上信主的经历。
Today we will continue studying the experiencing those disciples when Jesus first called them.
我们上次没有机会讲完拿单业的经历。
Last week we didn't have enough time to finish the experience of Nathaniel.
所以我们今天要继续从这里，从约翰福音第一章里面来看拿单业的经历。
So today we want to continue through the scripture of the John first chapter to study the experience of Nathaniel.
请弟兄姊妹们和我一起打开圣经约翰福音第一章。
Let us open our Bible to the first chapter of John.
我们从43节读起，读到51节。
Starting from verse 43, then we read through 51.
希望今天我们能够把它讲完。
Hopefully we can finish it today.
请我们弟兄姊妹们一起来读43节开始。
Let us read together.
我们同声来读。又次日，耶稣想要往加利利去，遇见腓力就对他说，来跟从我吧。这腓力是伯赛大人和安德烈彼得同城。腓力找的拿单业对他说，摩西在律法上所写的和众先知所记的那一位我们遇见了，就是约瑟的儿子拿撒勒人耶稣。拿单业对他说，拿撒勒还能出什么好的吗？腓力说，你来看。耶稣看见拿单业来，就指着他说，看哪、啊，这是个真以色列人，他心里是没有诡诈的。拿单也对耶稣说，你从哪里知道我呢？耶稣回答说，腓力还没有招呼你，你在无花果树底下我就看见你了。拿单也说，拉比，你是神的儿子，你是以色列的王。耶稣对他说，因为我说在无花果树底下看见你，你就信吗？你将要看见比这更大的事。又说，我实实在在地告诉你们，你们将要看见天开了，神的使者上去下来在人子身上。今天早晨这一段圣经有些非常超然的经历。
In this portion of scripture, there are some very, very wonderful experience mentioned.
超然的经历 supernatural.
Supernatural experience mentioned.
为什么？因为这里看见当耶稣遇见拿单业的时候。
Because when Jesus met Nathaniel,
还没有任何的对话。
Before any dialogue started,
耶稣就能一语道破他心中的事情。
Jesus can just cut right into his heart and tell what his heart is thinking about.
所以拿单也知道耶稣基督是神的儿子。
That makes Nathaniel understand Jesus is the Son of God.
为什么？因为主耶稣说了一句话。
Because Jesus just mentioned that one sentence.
弟兄姊妹讲，一句话就能叫人悔改得救信主，只有主耶稣能做这样的事情。
Only Jesus can do this, but to make someone believe in the Lord by just one sentence.
或者我们说，只有圣灵开始做工的时候，在我们信徒的经历里面，也可能因为一句话叫人回转归向耶稣。
Maybe in our own experience, when the Holy Spirit works, just by one sentence, that will change our hearts.
所以这句话是很了不起的话。
So this is a very, very wonderful word.
那主耶稣说了什么话？
Now what did he say?
他看见拿单业到他的面前来，他就对他说，你是个真以色列人。
When he saw Nathaniel, he said, you are a true Israelite.
他说，这是个真以色列人，在他心里面是没有诡诈的。
And in his heart, there's no guile.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这句话对拿单业来讲，不仅仅是一个恭维他、保养他的话。
Now this is just not a mere compliment.
因为这里什么叫真以色列人。
Now what does it really mean by true Israelites?
啊，我们不是以色列人，我们说什么叫真中国人啊。
Now we're not Israelites, so let's say Chinese. What is the meaning of a true Chinese?
他不仅要懂得中国，不仅要长个中国面孔，对不对？
Not only should have a Chinese face.
而且他要懂得中国的语言。
You have to know the Chinese language.
要懂得中国的文化。
And the Chinese culture.
要懂得中国的思想。
And the Chinese thinking.
要明白中国的传统。
And Chinese tradition.
还有一点，他必须是爱中国的，对不对？
And lastly, he has to love China.
所以弟兄姊妹，当他说这个真以色列人的时候
no, so when he mentioned he is a true Israelite,
他不仅长得像以色列人
not only he looks like Israelite,
他讲起话来像以色列人
he talks like Israelite,
他的思想他的关心他所全心注意的事情他一定是关心以色列的国度
he thought his whole being was very very concerned of the kingdom of Israel.
弟兄姊妹们，人跟人中间的了解有些时候是因为经过时间彼此的接触才能有更深的了解。
Now, the relationship between man is all most of the time it's because of this time that you spend together that makes you understand each other.
我们人和人中间彼此认识，我跟我太太结婚22年，现在堂堂进入第23年
了。We got married 22 years, now is entering into our 23rd years.
所以我很了解她的心思。
So I really understand her.
我常常讲，我知道怎么样可以叫她生气。
I always say that I know how to make her mad.
假如我们彼此的认识。就能够知道对方的脾气习性。
Now, if just by a mutual understanding, we know the other person is like.
但是真正要彼此相爱的时候，才能够叫这个彼此的认识产生那一个爱的实际那种表现。
But only when this two person is really in love, really they really want to love each other, then this understanding of each other will become something good.
所以弟兄姊妹，这里拿单叶和主的关系却不是这样。
But the relationship between Nathaniel and the Lord is not like that.
我相信在这个之前，拿单也从来没有见过耶稣。
I believe before this, Nathaniel never met Jesus.
因为反过来说，他有一个非常强的一个成见，他说拿撒勒还能出什么好东西吗？
Just on the contrary, that he has a very, very bad concept about Jesus because he said there's no good things coming out of Nazareth.
这里他讲不讲拿撒勒还能出什么好人呢？他说好东西啊。
He says the good thing, didn't even say any good man.
那主耶稣大概也没有见过拿单叶。
Maybe Jesus never met him also.
可是这里有一个超然的事情发生。
But there's a very supernatural thing happening.
耶稣基督一看见拿单叶就知道这是一个真以色列人。
When Jesus first saw Nathanael, he knew that this is a true Israelite.
弟兄姊妹，所以拿单叶大为惊喜。
So Nathanael was really surprised.
因为这句话他说怎么可能这个人还没有见到我就认识我。
So he said, how come he never met me? How come he understood, he knows me?
所以他下一个结论，这个人一定是神的儿子。
So the conclusion is that this person must be the son of God.
这是神的儿子，他把我心里所有事情讲出来了。
Because this is must be the son of God because he can tell all I was thinking.
以后约翰福音第四章你也看见同样的例子。
And also this is same thing happening in the fourth chapter.
那里主耶稣把一个撒玛利亚妇人讲到叫他信主，叫他得救。
In that chapter, the Lord led a Samaritan woman to the Lord.
那个女人怎么说呢？
Now, what does that woman say?
那妇人说，她把我一切的事情都说出来了。
Because she said, oh, he just tells all the things I've been doing before.
所以弟兄姊妹，我跟你说，在我们信主的时候，有相当大的冒险。
So it's a great
adventure.
Great adventure for a person to believe in the Lord.
常常我劝那些还没有信主的时候，你要想清楚哦，你不要随随便便信耶稣哦。
And I always said, warn those who wanted to become a Christian. I say, why don't you think through clearly before you really want to step?
当你到他的面前，你是一无隐瞒呢。
Because when you come before him, there's nothing you can hide.
不管你是什么样的人。
Doesn't matter what kind of person you are.
不管你在明中所做的什么事情。
Doesn't matter what you did in among other people.
在暗中所做的事情。
Or in open or in secret.
白天的事情，晚上的事情。
Whatever you do during daytime or at night.
人面前的事情，人背后的事情。
Before man or behind man.
当你来到神的面前的时候，当你来到耶稣基督面前的时候，没有一件事情对于他是隐瞒的。
When you come before the Lord, when you come before Jesus, nothing will be hidden from him.
所以亲爱的弟兄们，很多人听见我们这样的话，他里面若是害怕自己的罪而不知道耶稣基督的救恩的话，他就不敢来到神的面前。
So those who are afraid of something hidden, some sin that's hidden, that so he that will make him afraid and not to come before Jesus.
我知道我自己的经历，当我第一次在主面前祷告的时候。
I know my own experience because the very first time when I prayed before the Lord.
当我在他的面前承认他是神的时候。
When I recognize him to be my God.
你知道，因为我心里的隐情，神没有一件不知道的。
Because all that's inside me, God knows.
当我在神的面前这样认罪的时候
，When I was confessing my sins before the Lord，
不是因为他不知道我的罪
，It's not because that he didn't know, so I have to tell him，
而是我的罪在他面前无所隐瞒。
But rather that because of my sin are all open, have nothing to hide before him。
但弟兄姊妹们，感谢神，福音的特性就是这样。
But praise the Lord, the essence of gospel is like this.
神从来不是要定人的罪。
Because God never want to condemn us.
乃是要赦免人的罪。
He want to forgive us.
你想拿单叶什么样味道？
Now, how do you think Nathaniel will feel?
他一面看见主耶稣对他说，这是一个真以色列人，心里没有诡诈的。
At one hand, he heard that Jesus say that this is a true Israelite, in him there's no guile.
一面不久以前，他才对腓力说的什么话？
But not just a moment ago, he was talking to Philip.
我相信菲利不需要在中间传话给主耶稣。
I believe that there's no need for Philip to pass the words to Jesus, say, "Hey, he's talking behind you."
他不需要对主耶稣说，主耶稣，你看这个拿单叶啊。他这个真以色列人，真又狡猾又诡诈。
And he said he doesn't have to tell Jesus. Said, "Now, now, watch out for that guy. He's a trick that full of guile."
他把你，他说你没有，他说你不是好东西。
Yeah, he said you're no good thing.
他说拿他了还能出什么好的
？He said there's no such thing, no good thing will come out of Nazareth.
菲利有没有这样说呀
？Did Philip say things like that?
我相信菲利不仅没有时间这样做，他也不敢这样在耶稣面前搬弄是非。
I believe Philip not only doesn't have enough time to do that, he dare not to gossip before the Lord.
但是你说耶稣知不知道拿单也说了什么话
？But do you think Jesus knows did Nathaniel say?
我想拿单也在那里承认你是神的儿子的时候，他心里一定非常不好意思。
I believe when Nathaniel at that time recognized that, acknowledged that God is Jesus the Son of God, he must feel very shameful inside.
他有一个非常强的成见。
He has a very very strong prejudice.
而这个成见叫他。出口论断耶稣
so that make him just judge him.
你看主耶稣度量是不是很大
Now Jesus must have a very very big heart.
他被人论断的时候，他也没有在意
Even when he was being judged, he doesn't care.
因为耶稣基督来到地上的缘故，就是要为背负我们的重担，除去我们的罪孽
Because the very reason he come down to this earth is to carry all these sins and iniquities in man.
我实在心里面受感动，因为耶稣基督来到地上，他不是要来受人的服侍，而是要来服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价
Because indeed he come to this world is not to be served by man, but to serve man and become the redemption for all men.
他是神的儿子，一点
不错。He is the son of God indeed.
他也不会因着人的话受激动。
And he will not be agitated by man's saying.
他不会因为拿单也说拿撒勒还能出什么好东西，就把拿单也撇在一边。
He will not cast Nathaniel out of this just because Nathaniel said something bad about him.
他愿意为世人背负罪孽，有哪一样他不能接受的呢
？Now he wanted to carry this the sin of the whole world, so there's nothing that he could not carry.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我不清楚是不是拿单也在承认耶稣是神的儿子的时候，立刻知道耶稣。必须为他的罪死在十字架上面。
I don't know whether Nathaniel understand this part. At the moment he acknowledged that Jesus is God, did he understand that Jesus eventually will carry his sin?
但是他确实知道，当他承认耶稣基督是神的儿子的时候。
But he one thing he did know that the time when he acknowledged Jesus is Lord,
耶稣完全知道拿单也的本相。
Jesus knows.Truly, what Nathaniel is like.
你知道，在福音还没在主耶稣刚刚在约翰福音里面讲到他做工传福音的时候，一个最大的见证就是什么呢
？Now, I think you all know that the greatest testimony of Jesus in the beginning of his spreading the gospel.
那里就是人都见证说，我们知道你是神的儿子，我们知道你凡事都不用人说什么，你万事凡事都知道。
At that time, people all acknowledged, they all realized. He said, they will all say, oh, we know you're the son of God. You know everything.
弟兄姊妹，你想想看，当时的人在主耶稣做工没有多久的时候，就承认一件事情，凡事你都知道。
You see, isn't that amazing that not very long after Jesus has his ministry, most people already know that he is God and he knows everything.
这一位真的是从天上而来，是神的儿子，却活在世人中间。
Now he is indeed the Son of God coming down from heaven and live among man.
拿单也承认他是神的儿子。
Nathaniel acknowledged he is the Son of God.
并且他在他面前说：“你是以色列的王。”
And also, again, he also acknowledged that you are the King of Israel.
为什么这样回答
？Now why did he say that?
因为主耶稣说你是真以色列人，所以拿单也说你是以色列的王，我是你的子民。
Because when Jesus acknowledged that Nathaniel is a true Israelite, then Nathaniel acknowledged you are the King of Israel, so that he will become his subject.
弟兄姊妹们，一个信主真正信主人是什么样态度
？So what is the attitude of a true believer?
乃是把他生命的主权交出来，交给这位生命的王。
Is to turn over his sovereignty over to this king of the son of God.
今天我们在教会里传扬福音，常常说我们知道一个人清楚得救，他的罪得的赦免。
A lot of times when we preach the gospel, when we know someone who received the Lord and his sins were forgiven,
他也受浸，在一起跟我们擘饼。
And he also was baptized and fellowship with us in the communion.
他也和我们一起聚会，他也一起追求读经祷告。
And at the same time, also we're meeting with us and together we study the Bible and we pray.
你说这样的人应该已经生命很长进，一直可以跟随主走很远的道路。
Now you would say, oh, this is a person that you can really, really go far in the Lord.
但是很多时候，这样的人过了一段时间，从教会里面失去踪影了。
But then, after a while, it just disappeared from the church.
为什么
？Now why?
因为他没有把他生命的主权交给耶稣。
Because he did not turn over the authority of his life over to Jesus.
他虽然肯承认耶稣你是神的儿子
although he can recognize that Lord, you, Jesus, you are the son of God.
但是他却不肯承认耶稣啊，你是我的王。
But he does, we are willing, not willing to admit that Jesus, you are my king.
既然我已经重生得救进入神的国。
Now, I'm already born again, and I'm already entering into the kingdom of God.
我既然是神你国度里的一个子民。
I'm already a child in your kingdom.
那我就应当把我生命的主权交给你，因为你是我的王。
I want to give this my life to you because you are my king.
所以弟兄姊妹，一个完全的救恩，一个清楚承认耶稣基督是救主的人，必须要把他生命的主权交出来。
So a true believer really should have turned over his sovereignty over to Jesus.
很多时候我们刚信主的时候，在受浸的时候就说，弟兄，当你受浸的时候，你是已经与基督同死，并且你把生命的主权交出来，让耶稣就掌管你的全人。
So a lot of times in the baptism, we say, brothers, you already become a Christian, and you give your life to the Lord, and you give your sovereignty to the Lord already.
你知道那些要受浸人当时都答应的哦，都答应 and, 每个人都答应他受浸的哦。
At that time, everybody will say yes, of course, and then he can be baptized.
你知道我们说侍奉主任有时候有不白之隐，不白之冤呢。
So sometimes we have, as a minister, sometimes we have to carry some guilt.
因为那些受浸的弟兄姊妹们，个个都说得好好的，我现在要信耶稣，我要把我生命主权交给他，
because,
我真的要爱他，凡主所说的我都要遵守，我们才给他受浸，对不对
？Because only those who said, "Oh yes, I acknowledge he's my God and I want to love him, I want to turn over my authority, over to him, and whatever he said, I want to do."Only after that, they are allowed to be baptized.
今天你们在这里，我很放心啊。你们每个人都这样奉献过，对不对
？And today you're here. I know that all of you may at one time have this kind of dedication.
在这里受过浸的人都有这样的奉献，
and、especially
对不对
those that baptized here. Went through this.
但是我们的软弱，我们的无能，我们的退后，我们的冷淡，有时候我们就忘记所做的是什么。
But a lot of times we become weak and we become cold and we just forgot, plain forgot what we said.
你就忘记耶稣基督是你的王。
And you forgot that Jesus is your God, your Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我不是说我们不会经过试炼，不会经过痛苦，不会经过难处，不会经过压力。
I'm not saying that we won't go through all the trials, all the pressure, the stress, and all the difficulties.
我不是说我们当中就不会经过误会，不会经过羞辱，不会经过各样痛苦、各样的打击。
I'm not saying that we will be totally free from all the shamefulness and all the attack and the troubles.
但是我们却要知道耶稣是我的王。
But we still have to hold on that Jesus is my God.
他是我的公义。
He is my king, he is my righteousness.
他是负了我一切的责任。
He shouldered all my responsibilities.
他知道怎样对待他的子民。
And he knows how to treat his people.
他知道怎样把他的百姓从各样痛苦里面拯救出来。
He knows.
他的名字称作耶稣。
You see, he knows how to save his people from all kinds of difficulties and sins because his name is Jesus.
拿单也承认耶稣是他的王。
And Nathaniel did admit that he is God.
他说你是以色列的王。
He said that you are the king of Israel.
所以弟兄姊妹，在这个短短的两句对话中间
，So in this two, this very very short dialogue.
啊，我不是说好像我们比武一样过招哈。
It's not like the kung fu thing that you just have.
但是真正一比武过招，一碰手怎么样，高下立判，对不对
？But when you just by one contact, right away you know who's who.
弟兄姊妹们，这是应该我们在神面前的经历。当我们遇见耶稣的时候，高下立判。
Because this should be the experience when we met Jesus. This is the outcome. Right away, we know who's in the bottom.
我们没有遇见耶稣的时候，个个都是英雄了不起的。
Because before we met Jesus, we all think we're pretty high up.
在没有遇见主之前，个个都是天下武林第一高手。
And before we met Jesus, everybody is the first one in this world.
弟兄姊妹，当你遇见耶稣之后，再没有你自己的地位，
when you,
你不再是第一号 ，number one.
But when you met Jesus, you're no longer number one.
你把你生命的主权交给他。
Because you give your life to him.
因为他是你的王。
He become your king.
弟兄姊妹，为什么拿单也肯这样做？
Now why does Nathaniel willing to do that?
耶稣指着他说：“看哪，这是个真以色列人。”
And Jesus said that Jesus pointed at him and said, "This is a true Israelite."
他心里是没有诡诈的。
And in him there's no guile.
拿单也的确是一个直肚肠的人。
And indeed, Nathaniel is a one with a very straightforward character.
口舌谨慎不是他的长处。
But it's not his good character about holding his tongue.
但是他却是一个心里没有诡诈，能够立刻下台坡的人。
But indeed, he is somebody who has no guile in him because right away he knows how to step down.
他前一刻时候他说。拿撒勒人说什么好的吗？
The first minute he said, there's no good things coming out of Nazareth.
但是当他遇见耶稣的时候，
right,
他立刻改变他的态度。
But right after he met Jesus, right away he changed his attitude.
弟兄姊妹们，很多人也是这样，当他还没有信主的时候，对主有各样的成见。
And it's also the same happened to us. A lot of us, before we met the Lord, we have all kinds of our own theories.
你不要怕。
Don't be afraid.
你不要以为这样的人是不能信主的。
Don't be afraid that this kind of person can never receive the Lord.
你不要以为这样的人没有盼望。
And don't think that they don't have any hope.
我遇见这样的人太多了。
I've met so many of this sort.
可能我自己也是这样一个人。
And I'm one of them.
弟兄姊妹，我传福音时见了很多的人，他们怎么样当面抵挡我？甚至不是为了抵挡我，抵挡耶稣啊。
Because I met so many, just now, right on my face, he rejected me. Not rejecting me, but reject Jesus.
还有一些人他跟我辩论，不能辩论的，他就逃走了。
And sometimes when they cannot argue with me, they just escape.
我真正见到过一个人，当我去找他的时候，他从窗口跳出去走掉了。
Literally, I tried to come to talk to someone. He actually jumped over the window and fled.
还有一些人我跟他打电话说，他正好，他接了电话，他没有办法，他说某某人不在家，某某人就他自己。
Sometimes when they receive the phone call and he picked up the phone and claiming his own name, he said, "Oh, he's not home."
你知道我的耳朵还不错，我听得出谁讲话来，我心里在好笑。明明是你，我就假设讲给他说，我说这样也好，等到某某人回来的时候，你跟他讲耶稣爱他。
And so I just carry on and say, oh, that's okay. When he comes back, you tell him Jesus loves him.
你告诉他说，教会里面是很多弟兄姊妹非常关心他，为他祷告，常常要来寻找他。
And tell him that the people in church really concerned about him, and we pray for him, and want to really come to meet him.
也许我比他诡诈哈。
Maybe I am more guile than that guy.
他那接电话不知道怎么办好。
And he doesn't know what to say.
他都听进去了，对不对？
And he heard the message.
但弟兄姊妹，拿单也不是这样一种人。
But Nathaniel is not like that.
拿单也是一个直性子的人。
He is very straightforward.
但是我相信主耶稣看见他里面，所以成见的原因是什么？
But then Jesus must know the reason that he is so prejudiced.
你知道，对付那些有成见的人，你必须有更大的容忍，能够看见为什么他这样想。
For those people who are prejudiced, you should have even bigger heart to accommodate, to understand why he's like that.
让我们来猜猜看，为什么拿单也有这样的成见。
Let's guess, why does Nathaniel have this kind of a prejudice?
我很简单的讲出我的想法来。
Let me just explain very simply.
有一个可能性，因为他读很多的旧约圣经。
Now one possibility is that he read a lot. He read a lot, especially the Old Testament.
如果他不读旧约圣经，他怎么知道拿撒勒还能出什么好东西呢？
Now, if he didn't have that knowledge, he would not be able to say that there's nothing good coming out. It's impossible for anything good coming out of Nazareth.
福音书里另外有一处地方说，拿撒勒从来没有出过先知。
Because in another place that was recorded in the New Testament, saying that there's no prophet.Never a prophet came out of Nazareth.
这些人都是读了圣经以后下的结论。
Now those are the knowledgeable conclusion from those people who really study the Bible.
当耶稣降生在伯利恒的时候，
When Jesus was born in Bethlehem,
那几个东方来的人去寻找到了在耶路撒冷的那些文士那里。
The wise men came from Orient and went to the scribe.
他们从很冷僻的一些圣经里面找出来说，耶稣应当生在伯利恒。
Then they found out from this very inconspicuous scripture saying that Jesus, this Messiah, are supposed to be born in Bethlehem.
但是圣经里面没有讲到拿撒勒人耶稣，没有讲到耶稣是拿撒勒人。
But in the Bible, it did not mention that Jesus will come out of Nazareth.
没有讲到基督是拿撒勒人。
Did not say that Christ will come, is a Nazarene.
有的，圣经里有讲的，但是他们没有仔细读过。
Yes, they did mention, but they didn't pay attention to that part.
我们看看马太福音怎么讲，好不好
？Let us turn to the book of Matthew to check.
Do you have any thoughts or questions after listening to the program? Please send your letters. Let us have fellowship in the grace of God. You are also welcome to listen to and watch other programs on the website of Living in Jesus. May the truth of Jesus guide you to walk with the Lord day by day.